Okay, this is talking with Professor Shklovsky at the IAU in Montreal on 18 August 1979. Now, to start with, can you just tell me what your educational background was? Were you trained in physics or astronomy?
Yes,
and so forth.
I finished Moscow University exactly before World War II, and the faculty was physics. By education, I am physicist.
Right.
Concretely speaking, I am optical physicist. Only by chance, I was postgraduate in astronomy.
I graduated. What kind of a chance was that? I mean,
as many. For example, I began my teaching in small provincial university in Vladivostok, east of Soviet Union.
Right.
And I, after 2 years teaching in Vladivostok, to Moscow University. Naturally, I cannot root in Moscow earth, and my ratio to my perspective physics will be very bad.
Right.
And I prefer to occupy new positions. Quite usual situation, understandable for America.
Sure.
Moment situation, but interesting to know that the first time I think that is only temporary event in my life,
right.
Astronomical activity. Maybe my dream was to investigate in nuclear physics. But the life is such that I, from this time, many decades worked in astronomy. And I think I will be right. I observe today that many physicists, very high position, expand into direction of astronomy. I know in our country, for example, the example of Academician Zeldovich.
Zeldovich, yes.
Very famous
in Ginsberg, yes, right.
But they made interest.
Right.
I know my friend Charles Towns in the United States, the similar situation, and many other examples.
Towns, right, yeah. So you studied astronomy then at Moscow University, was that?
Yes. I postgraduated in the Sternberg Astronomical Institute of Moscow University. It's Astronomical Department of Moscow University.
Right.
And all my career connected with this institute.
And what
only 10 years ago, I changed the place of my work. I, together with a team of my students, go to the space new format Space Institute.
Right.
Because of essentially more favorable condition,
right.
Lighted, but it's free in system of Soviet Academy of Sciences, also very the Space Institute.
I see.
And I think that today my position quite well in this institute. I am chief of the Department of Astrophysics in this institute.
I see.
And between my students, today is a very high responsibility person, for example, Dr. Kardashev.
Like Kardashev, yes, right.
Dr. Cook, Dr. Malasetti very much, Dr. Moroz, and all the chief of the laboratory in my department.
Right.
And I'm very happy.
Now, were you studying astronomy as a graduate student during the World War II then?
No, exactly before, exactly. During World War II, my lab, I worked in the Sternberg Astronomical Institute when Moscow University, because of work condition, evacuated far away from Moscow in Middle Asia.
Right.
Because my eyes is fantastically feeble, I cannot take part in military.
Your eyes are bad, yes.
And all my generation in Soviet Union practically killed.
Yes.
Maybe 7% was born in my year is living today.
Right.
My fatum.
Were you connected at all with radar or radio work during World War II?
No. But in my childhood, I never was a amateur of radio.
Were.
You understand?
Because
it's usually the way for radio astronomy from his childhood, he was amateur in radio.
Right.
I'm exception. I'm very far from radio technique.
So what?
Only, excuse me, I began my, after World War II, I began my scientific career as a solar physicist. My candidate, and after this doctoral thesis, devoted to solar corona problems.
Your thesis was on the solar corona. I see.
I devoted many here to work in the Kosovo, it's also this time empty field.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the problem of high temperature of the solar corona.
Right.
This very fresh problem. I developed first the theory of ionization of solar corona. It's very important. Simultaneously, but maybe 2 years after my person, such theory developed by famous German astronomer Biermann.
Biermann, yes, right. A couple
the
years.
The difference from the common consideration is, in the case of common consideration, we work with thermal equilibrium, and the ionization determined by formula Sacha.
Yes.
Known from a long time, is the most important formula of classical astrophysics.
So now,
my English understandable.
Oh yes, very good. Now, so you're saying that just after the war, you were working on the theory of the corona. You were quite convinced that the corona was hot. This was because of the identification of the lines.
I was the first in Soviet Union who believed the corona is a real hot plasma, and I introduced the term plasma. Very few people at Western country believed this phenomenon. Maybe Dr. Grotrin also don't believe. This time, very popular with very strange hypothesis. Mm-hmm. It is not plasma, but stream of particles, fantastically
right.
Wrong. Yes, but I was the first in Soviet Union who believed this is real, very hot plasma, and in special kind of equilibrium, ionization equilibrium. And the main peculiarity of ionization of the matter in corona is a equipartition between two opposite directed processes. The first one is mechanism of ionization produced by collision.
By collisions, yes.
A mechanism of neutralization produced by usual radioactive combination.
Right.
You understand? By such dynamic equilibrium, in the equilibrium formula which connected the number of ion with number of next stage of ionization, no electron density, because both part of equation proportional to electron density.
Right.
It's very different from formula Sacha.
Right.
And I developed the old general theory of the ionization equilibrium. I developed the method of the first method determination of the solar corona temperature from relative intensity of different stage of ionization of iron.
Right.
For example, the maximum of ionization lead to ferrum 14 related to the temperature of 1.6 million degrees.
Right. Now, what year was your thesis finished, actually?
I finished my doctoral thesis in 1949.
49.
But candidate thesis in 1944, in time of World War II.
Right.
When World War II was in...
Now, also during this time, must have been when you first heard about the radio observations,
yes,
of the sun.
Yes, right, at the same time. As I said to you, I drew attention on the radio astronomy in 1945. It's very interesting and funny story, if it is interesting.
Yes, certainly is. Go ahead.
I was absolutely not informed about the new achievement, because the achievement in radio astronomy will be unique to zero. You know, the solar radio radiation was discovered by chance during World War II.
By Hay.
No information.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
This time, in the spring 1945,
yes,
exactly when the last months of the World War II,
right. Right.
I would like to meet my chief, my professor in my height in my
your thesis advisor
graduated time, Professor Parisky, his father, Dr. Parisky.
I see. His father, huh?
His father, uh-huh. Very fine man.
Uh-huh.
He's living. Yes.
Still is.
But it's very interesting. He's very absent-minded man, Dr. Parisky, old, and Dr. Parisky, you know, old. Very beautiful bus. And I cannot possibly to find Dr. Parisky, my chief.
Yes.
People said, oh, please go to the Lebedev Physical Institute. And at one seminar, you can meet Dr. Parisky. I go. Really, I look Dr. Parisky, but many people sit in auditorium and listen for a military dressed man who, mm-hmm, explains the modern development in radio physics. And he said about very interesting discovery by British military team connected in the flash of radio emissivity of the sun.
Right.
I forget the aim of mine. visit to the physical institute, right, with Dr. Parisky, and just moment, exactly, when the lecture was not finished, I understood two things. First of all, necessary existence of the thermal component of the lungs. I working in corona physics, you understand?
Right.
I can very easy to calculate the transparency in different wave,
right,
and do a half hour.
So it was immediately clear to you that
yes,
the
and second one, I understand the variable part of the,
right, but it was immediately clear to you that the meter wavelengths,
yes,
that,
yes,
you would be seeing,
and
the
variable part,
right,
of the radio or sun radio emission must be connected to a special kind of mechanism, and I just moment drew attention to the proximity of the new plasma frequency to real frequency,
right,
with observed from a meter wave range.
Right.
And
as the disturbance moved up through the corona.
Yeah. And before the discovery of delay.
Right. That was 2 years later.
I predict such delay.
Right, right.
It's fantastic. It's
right. But now this lecture was being given by Professor Parisky?
No.
No, it was by a military.
It is absolutely...
You just happened to hear it. It
happened by chance.
It was a military person
yes,
that was giving it.
It is not really the scientist person, but it's in military service, like situation in Western. So,
right.
Yes. Is it possible he made a review of achievement of radiophysics
right,
during the last...
developments during the war.
Dutch
yeah,
guy, because the scientific communication during the war too distracted, necessary to inform people.
And this is what led to your paper in 1946
yes,
in the Astronomical Journal.
In 1945, I emphasize, my first publication devoted to solar radio astronomy, it is in 1945.
No, I don't have that paper. I only have the 46 one in Astronomical Journal.
Astronomical Journal. Maybe I forgot.
I think it's
you know.
It may have been submitted in 45.
I performed this work.
Right,
I forgot. I performed it, but especially after World War II, the time delay.
Sure,
the
publication
need to 1 year. I forgot.
Sure.
The whole work is pre 1945.
Now, in that paper, though, you do refer to Appleton's paper in
yes,
Nature. So you did see that. Was that after you heard about the lecture, though? That you,
yes, yes.
That you saw the Nature article?
Yes.
And now the other thing...
Here.
Why
were I not evaporated? Because of...
right, right.
The my counter-objection was, I remember this time that you live in this room, I answered them.
Yes.
And you see, I see you and you see me, myself. What's the temperature in this room? The answer is 20 degrees centigrade.
Right.
No, I said 6,000 degrees, because the color temperature of the radiation
field is 6,000, right.
6,000 degrees. That's where I'm living.
Right.
The pressure was always very strong.
Some basic physics there.
Yes.
Yes. So there was a lot of prejudice against a very hot corona, you're saying, not liking that idea. But now, in this 1946 paper, you not only discussed the corona and the radio radiation, but also the galactic background. You had,
yes,
you've been looking at.
Honestly, I'm interested in general. But I emphasize that before this event with solar physics, I drew attention on the very important pioneer work Groth Rebeck.
That's right.
The physical journal. I drew attention to the first discovery Jansky performed probably before World War II, 1941.
The Jansky?
Yeah,
Jansky. No, that Jansky was 32.
32, excuse me.
32, 33.
You know better than I, yes. And Groth Rebeck first work in 1940.
Right, 40.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
First work. And in this work, you can quite clearly recognize the main peculiar, the main, very similar to gamma ray distribution of the sky
that we know today.
Today,
right, right,
very similar. You hold 2 seconds, you hold main maximum concentrated in the
center.
Center,
right,
you got secondary maximum,
right,
but
you have a galactic plane,
one gas A,
right.
Groth was the first what showed 2 discrete sources of radio emission.
Right, but they were not recognized as discrete sources at that time.
Naturally,
right, that took a few years.
The resolution was due to 10 degrees,
right, but now.
And wait for me, and I am very interested in the Rebeck work. I remember that the term of radio emission was absent, cosmic static.
That was his term,
and
right?
Up to now, come to the extent why such strange term introduced by Groth.
Well, because he was a amateur radio operator, and it was static, it sounded just like static, and it was cosmic static. Jansky used to call his stuff star static.
By the way, It's a very interesting phenomenon, maybe it's interesting for you. The optical astronomer, after Jansky publication, is absolutely not interested in developing.
Yes, that's right.
Only newspaper men.
Right. There was a lot of public relations, a lot of newspaper articles.
But professional optic astronomer,
right.
Absolutely no indication about it.
Are you talking about in the Soviet Union also?
Also, absolutely. Yeah. I was the first to do that.
Were there popular articles in the Soviet press also about Jansky and Reber?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
But now, you looked at Reber's papers and you saw this distribution along the Milky Way,
yes.
And you said, well, this looks like free emission
only
also.
Only after publication of the work of Englishmen after World War II, Hayfield, Parsons, it's two possibilities, and the Australian people, Bolton, Stanley, etc., opened the possibility to investigate the spectrum.
Right,
and to divide the radio radiation to two components,
right.
Thermal and non-thermal, etc.
With Reber's papers, you only had one frequency.
Frequency, 187 centimeters.
And when the later...
first time, and second work, 62.
When the later surveys came along, then began to get more difficult as to what was going on. The other thing that you haven't mentioned that we talked about the other day was the idea of plasma oscillations.
Yes.
Can you tell me about... That was in that
only
same...
by chance.
Same
it's
paper.
Very interesting. I never worked in plasma physics experimental side. You understand? Because
right.
I'm astronomer. My optic, physical education and optic also far, too far from plasma.
Right.
From gas discharge, for example. If you are working in discharge, in Russian, discharge, physical discharge.
Yeah,
when
right.
When you work certain
discharge tubes and...
Tubes, etc.
Yeah.
It's for me, but during World War II, by happy chance, I read very fine review devoted to general problem of plasma. It is new term. It's Engel and Steinman, German.
Mm-hmm.
This article was translated into Russian, magazine Uspekhi Fizhicheskikh Nauk.
Yes.
And by chance, I read,
yes.
And I was very astonished the problem connected with plasma oscillation. I astonished because there are principally different behavior of the normal gas and plasma. In normal gas, if you have by chance thermal fluctuation, this fluctuation disappeared by exponential.
So if you have a fluctuation in normal gas...
The fluctuation of a density.
Of density, right, it will gradually...
By exponential rate.
Right.
But in case of plasma, because electron components go away faster,
yes.
You obtain oscillation.
Yes.
Sometimes it is
right.
Qualitatively different behavior.
Right.
I remember I was very astonished. Very...
Made a big impression.
And naturally, when I recognized about the such kind of event, I understood that it is maybe deep related to the problem of non-equilibrium solar radiation. By
mm-hmm.
the way,
mm-hmm.
it's interesting to know, the real plasma wave is cannot be responsible for radiation because it's a like sound wave, it's
longitudinal. Yes.
And the electromagnetic wave
or is transverse. Yes.
Transverse, you
right.
understand? For me, it's absolutely not clear what kind of transformation.
Right. Right.
But I absolutely forget. I understood that there must be several kinds of mechanistic transformation. The problem was the coefficient transformation.
Right.
And the old development of the solar radio physics next decade showed that I'd be right because many theoreticians calculated in Soviet Union, especially the school of academician Ginzburg and Gorky and in the Western countries also such kind of transformation.
Right.
When the computer transformation first time will be very small, need to 10^-6.
Yeah, right. Let's go on. The next paper I have is that you published the same results in Nature in 1947.
My behavior very similar to behavior blind men will go in the box followed by Tigre and Leo.
A blind man going into a box with tigers
blind,
and lions.
Blind.
Blind, yes.
Blind men
right.
go in box followed by very
I'll follow
dangerous.
By, right.
Very serious.
Right. But was the idea of publishing the same things in Nature to make your work be better known in the West?
Because I understood that, because the structure of all scientific all scientific relation is necessary to publish in Western magazines. And I think I'd be right.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you find that your ideas were becoming more accepted after you published in Nature?
I think. Yeah. Because naturally, after the war, too, the rate of scientific exchange will be extremely slow.
Right, right.
The best example is discovery of Van der Hulst.
Right, sure, sure. Well, we're coming to that story.
If the rate of diffusion of Van der Hulst idea, the opposite side of Atlantic Ocean will be so slow.
Right. How far is it to Moscow? Right. We're almost coming to that idea. Let me ask you about why did you have so much interest in radio astronomy, or were you working on many other things?
I understood extremely high prospects opened in front of radio astronomy, absolutely new branch of science, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And when you spend the same power in different part of science, the result will be essentially different.
Right.
Instead, you can spend all your life in studying and fantastical small problem.
Study one star or something, yes.
Yes. But this, I prefer, it's my character.
Right.
I prefer new field of science. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's connected today, most time my scientific activity occupied by high energy astronomy.
Right.
I am president of, it's paradoxal, I am first pioneer in radio astronomy, but today I am working presumably in high energy. You will in the room discussion on SS4.
Right, well today you were the chairman of the session on SS433, yes. So
it's very different.
You haven't changed in 35 years. Always the latest thing going on. Now, the next paper I have is Astronomische Journal in 48, in which you compared the distribution of the O stars and of the radio, and once again, you still think that it's probably thermal radiation that is causing
this. Yes, it's only from spectral observation. I understand that necessary, I calculated before such consideration that in meter wavelength, the H2 region, the 10 H2 region was introduced later. The region H2, H1 introduced by classical work of
Strömgren?
Strömgren,
yes.
And I calculated that the optical thickness of one zone of Strömgren is larger than unit, necessary to expect very strong pronouncing phenomenon of radiation.
Right.
A priori, for me, is evident. It's before the discovery of real radio radiation from discrete, concrete H3, like Orion, Nebula, etc.
But the brightness temperature in the radio was much higher than the 10,000 degrees.
Just moment I understood that there are two components, because I understood that the distribution of the ionized component of the interstellar gas must be flat. And I saw that according to very bad resolution survey, Stanley and Bolton,
it's
very wide distributions. Naturally, the sources might be very different from ionized gas.
But now we're moving a few more years into the future. I mean, the first time you published this two component was in 52 that I have here.
Yes.
But so if we can stay back in 48.
I draw your attention to the work of the Bolton. The review of Bolton, other review, published in 1950 and 1951. Only after this I can compare the spectrum difference. And simultaneously I drew attention that in equatorial, in the region of small latitude, the spectral index is small.
Yes.
And correspondent.
Right.
It is direct proof of all such degree. And after this I divided the all radio emission of the interstellar matter in two components.
Okay, we'll come to that. But let me. You had one other interesting idea in this 1948 paper. You said that the fluctuations in Cygnus A.
By the way, I am very glad that you said, look, it's a real old pulsar business. You understand me? Because, what is the situation? People observe the point sources, Cygnus A and Cas A. And they are fluctuated in intensity.
Right.
The scintillation caused by scattering intensity is absolutely unknown. And I no attention at this phenomenon. It's very far. It's purely a radiophysical phenomenon. I look at this registrogram at different frequency. and very quickly understood that if this phenomenon is real, the velocity of phase, the group velocity, what is it, right matter, group velocity?
Yes.
For a different frequency must be different.
Right.
And if you compare two sources at different different frequency, the time is if the source is rotated with the rate of, for example, several hours, several days, the
Time of arrival will be different.
Necessary,
right?
to expect effect of delay.
Right.
The wavelength, very long wavelength, came to you later than.
In pulsar. I mean, this is the same thing that happened.
Absolute dispersion before the pulsar. But when we'll be very quickly established the real case of such calculations on the ionosphere effect and interstellar scattering effect, I forgot this absolutely. And I'm very glad that you remind me this.
Well, but I just wanted to say, though, that in
and
this.
And I introduced method of calculation of the distance to the sources.
Right. Well, that's coming.
It's very similar to modern method estimation of the distance to pulsar.
Right. That's coming up later, too. But in this 48 paper, your suggestion was that the fluctuations were due to outbursts of ionized hydrogen,
yes,
from a Wolf-Rayet star.
No, actually,
I was just wondering, why did you pick on Wolf-Rayet stars?
Because Wolf-Rayet star is very strong emitter of matter. The spectral line is very wide, and this time all people discuss it. Today is also stellar wind, but the world is stellar wind unknown.
Right, right. I see why you picked them. Okay.
But that's there. That's where it's wrong.
But as I went through all your papers, though, I saw a tremendous amount of suggestions here and there.
Yes,
and
you feel.
As we say in baseball, you had a very high batting average. You got half of them right, which is far more than.
It's a very happy time.
A very happy time, you
happy
say?
Happy time for me.
Those early.
But the main problem is to maintain the quality of research, not only in the early beginning, but after this. What is the main problem? I remind this connection, very interesting event, with a famous chess player, American chess player, Sam Reshevsky.
Yes.
You know.
I know that, yeah.
Sam Reshevsky, in his childhood, extremely strong chess player.
Yes.
And he gave a seance of simultaneous play with many persons. At times, he played against team, maybe 20, maybe 15 person.
Right.
And between this person, famous chess player from Yugoslavia, Vidmar. And Sam was 10 or 11 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a victory against Vidmar.
Yeah.
After this, I don't know exactly what is their family situation, but during the next 10 or 15 years, Reshevsky absolutely no play. And after this, he go back to the professional chess play and met Mr. Widmer.
Yes.
After this play, I don't know what the result of this play, but Mr. Widmer, when you will be very young, the play was essentially more strong
than it is now.
And in Russian, with this connection, I remember very funny poetry. What is it? Поэт writing, ну, short epigram. Wunderkind, Wunderkind is a German term.
Right, the children.
It's a very simple thing. Essentially, more difficult to be Wunderjung. Wunderjung.
So you're saying when you're a child, it's easier to.
Yes, this is all people astonished. This all people astonished might be modest achievement. It's much more difficult,
right,
to maintain this level.
Right.
Then you will be.
When the field matures,
yes,
more,
yes.
And
it is
when did that happen? But
it's very difficult because time is always against the man.
Yes,
the new generation very often forgets.
Comes along, right?
Naturally, but up to now, I, in frame of my possibilities, naturally, and you can observe today in our high energy meeting, won't
right.
My time, my form.
Now, when would you place the end of this early stage? Was it 1950, 55, 60? I mean, when things became more difficult.
No. Up to 60s, yeah, I have no difficulties. Because my position was like I am with open eyes. and all people is blind. That is a real situation, without joke. It's quite evident for me. Yes, but when the new generation of radio astronomers, especially American radio astronomers, Europe, was naturally in my position. It was very good. It's a new generation, and from childhood they understood, they educated the frame of modern astronomers. Listen, it is common situation. For example, today, all experimental part of radio astronomy based on computer technique.
Right.
You cannot represent the real work, and for example, Greenberg, Arecibo,
right.
Without...
It's all computers, right?
All computers. One side is fine for the world. Without computers, no possibility to be such beautiful radio missiles.
Right.
But other hand, for deep consideration, it's very bad. And naturally, my feeling, I am too old for such business. It's a very bad feeling, you understand?
Right. You think that the field is just changing?
For example, all my boys, my department, all are alarmed by computers, etc.
Right.
I relieved of old methods of investigation. My style is very far from it. It is more correspondent to old time of development side. When a man of individual, only one work, you understand?
It? Right.
Today, in our time, when the
big groups.
Science is a kind of big group,
yeah.
It is like factory,
right.
Business. It's not for me.
Right.
I prefer old style.
What else is there?
But you understand? It's very difficult because it's my position very similar to position to working with by hand, make the carpet or, I don't know, very thin sheet. By hand,
the
term in English. And when the machinery produce new method, you remember the situation in India, in Ireland. Very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar.
What other differences are there between your style and the new style, would you say?
My style is archaic, and I not recommend you for general development of science necessary new
today.
Style today.
Yeah.
But maybe as an exception, but necessary to maintain the what is the word? Only few men can work like
in your style like today.
Let us suppose all people work similar to my style.
Then we wouldn't get any maps or anything. Yeah,
By the way, I forgot to tell you. I have other. In 1960, my activity was very strong also, in 60s. For example, when I recognized about the discovery of black body radiation, Penzias and Wilson.
Yes.
I have two achievements in this field. The first, I give the name of this phenomenon. At least in Russian, the Christ phase. What is it in English? It's not a real phase of the child, but who is
I'm not sure what you mean. You mean fireball?
With Gita Church, the name, give the hem, then.
Baptize?
I don't know exactly the
name. Christen.
Christen.
Christen. You christened the name, you're
name,
saying.
Yes. But the man which, for example, I have my...
Which name father. Do you mean?
No. I am Jew, by the way. It's not related to my person, personally. But was a new boy born.
Yes.
He said...